A new report says violence is a constant disruption at Washington State's two main psychiatric hospitals. But the CEO of the state's biggest mental hospital isn't sold on some of the findings. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The report calls for dozens of reforms to make Western State Hospital and Eastern State Hospital safer for patients and staff alike. It was jointly commissioned by the Department of Social and Health Services and the SEIU union that represents much of the frontline staff at the hospitals. The report's number one recommendation? Hire more people. It's something the unions have been calling for years to make their members safer. The state hospitals are two of the most dangerous workplaces in Washington State. Last year, Western patients assaulted staff at least 322 times. One Western patient killed another, and a third committed suicide. The new report says budget cuts have led to staffing levels that conflict with the hospital's mission to help patients recover from severe mental illness. Western State Hospital's new CEO is Ron Adler. He says he's not so sure that his hospital is understaffed.
I think we have staff scheduling problems. A significant number of our staff are off on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we're using individuals who are less familiar with our patients.
The report by a New York safety consultant faulted the hospital's hierarchy, with staff discouraged or punished for suggesting improvements. CEO Adler says Western is working to improve the flow of ideas up the chain of command, from the frontline staff who bear the brunt of violence back up to management. The study did not estimate the cost of its two dozen recommendations. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.